Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Net at Night is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte. This is episode 3 for November 21st, 2006. She Made Me a Web. Net at Night is brought to you by Dell. For great laptop and desktop deals, visit Leo's Picks page at twit.tv/Dell. Net at Night is recorded before a live audience on TalkShoe.com. It's time for Net at Night, episode 3. From California, I'm Leo Laporte. From Canada, it's Amber MacArthur. And from all around the world on TalkShoe, it's all of you. Good evening, Amber.
Hey, Leo.
This is the sexy podcast.
Oh, yes. And I'm acting as though we haven't spoken for weeks and weeks and weeks, which is totally untrue.
We've been talking, preparing a fabulous show for you. In fact, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to get the gossip behind the big change at Silicon Valley's gossip blog, ValleyWag.
Yeah, we're going to have a chance to talk to Nick from ValleyWag, who has since left ValleyWag. So it's almost like getting the gossip about the gossip site. It is a little odd.
It is weird, yeah. We will also be talking to you because this is TalkShoe. That means we take your calls. So we are also, Amber is now using a new microphone. We thought we'd try the Snowball from Blue.
Yeah, it's great. And you got me this great little stand that it comes with.
Isn't that cute?
And,
you can see it in the picture. She has it on her blog.
Yeah, on ambermac.com. I took a photo of it, which took me forever to line that up with a print that is on my floor that I should be hanging. And pretty much got nothing done today because of that blog post.
Really?
Well, you know, I got obsessed with these things.
It's a good blog post because it has lots of links. I mean, like every sentence has like 3 links.
That's the problem. I just can't stop linking or blogging.
I love that. I love that. Your Colonel Sanders story on City News International was pretty cool. The world's largest
that was
Colonel
funny.
Sanders. 87,500 square feet.
Yeah, in the middle of the Nevada desert, which is very odd. And, I don't know how long it took them to actually build it, but they say it was the first logo that you can see from outer space. But it turns out that a lot of people who are Google Earth enthusiasts are saying that that wasn't the first logo. In fact, you can see Target stores. And then there's also a Ready Mix logo that's in Australia that you can see from space.
That one's been there since 1962. That one's so old. In fact, it started to fade, the Ready Mix one.
Yeah, I mean, Colonel Sanders is a little better looking than that Ready Mix one. You have to admit. And also, the Colonel has revised his outfit. He's been rebranded, so now he has an apron on. I don't know if you knew that, but this is all part of their campaign to be the restaurant of the future.
Wait a minute. Putting an apron on him makes it the restaurant of the future? It makes him look like Betty Crocker. What is it, cross-dressing thing going on here?
I don't know how the apron necessarily helps with him being part of the restaurant for the future. I don't really get it. But I think they're going for more of a home-cooked meals. But I think the restaurant of the future would be like the Jetsons, where they're taking pellets for food. Like, there is no Colonel Sanders or actual chicken in there.
That cashew bar you just ate, that's the restaurant of the future right there.
Cashew is good stuff. And we just got cashew bars in Canada, so it's very exciting.
She's so excited. So where should we start? We have a lot to do. And, of course, Nick's joining us at half past the hour, and I want to take calls and... Where do you want to begin? There was a lot of course, as always, a lot of news in the net. You know, one thing I noticed, I was in Second Life a little bit this week, and they were having a copy bot problem. Did you know that?
No, I haven't been in Second Life for a while.
So every few minutes, I would get a command that would say, ignore this, and then it would go, copy bot, quit. Copy bots apparently are pieces of software that can kind of float around in this Second Life. This is straight out of the Matrix. And make copies of people's stuff. So, for instance, the Reuters reporter, Adam Pasha, replicated. They made a second one. And it can steal your textures and steal your designs. And it's like this massive problem in Second Life.
That is straight out of a science fiction novel, really.
There's an interesting article. I'll put a link in our show notes from Andrew Orlovsky, who writes for The Register, in which he says, it's well known that there's not, that these, this is just the beginning of, in these worlds, you can't stop this stuff. And it's inevitable that there's going to be more and more of it.
Wow, Leo, I hope no one's copies your character.
We do have, did you know that we have a TWiT amphitheater in Second Life, thanks to David Knighton? I think I mentioned it last week.
So how are we going to do podcasts from Second Life? That would be very cool.
We could do it. They have, you could use Shoutcast.
Okay.
And you can have an audience. The problem is you can't have more, Callie was telling me, I think it's like limited to 40 people in a section. So you can't have a huge, massive audience. But it's cool. I mean, you've got this really cool, we've got this amphitheater with a dais and microphones, and all of our pictures are behind the stage, like Chairman Mao sized.
So cool.
It's really neat. And there's a bartender, and David put an espresso machine in just for me, so I get a little espresso.
That's a bad idea. David obviously doesn't know you very well, because I've seen you after coffee, and I have to say
hey,
that.
Hey, that's the pot calling the kettle black. A little miscaffeinated. Yay.
I know, I'm a little wired. I have to admit, the people at my local coffee shop definitely know me.
I went to the Starbucks with Amber, and she walks in, and how many visits that day?
I think I was on 3 that day.
It's the third visit that day.
And they I've cut back.
They go, oh, you want some more? And they just put your drink up. What do you drink? You drink an Americano. You drink a regular coffee.
Yeah, it's actually a misto. It's kind of like a secret Starbucks menu item. I'm trying to make it sound fancy, but it's really just half coffee and half steamed milk. And it's quite good. I've been drinking it when I lived in San Francisco. I never drank coffee until quite a few years ago, and I started drinking it out there because my friend told me that it was cheaper than a latte, and I was kind of starving at that time. I didn't have a ton of money. I wasn't starving, but I definitely I was working at Razor Fish for very little amounts of money, and then they went under. So I was trying to find the cheapest drink on the Starbucks menu, pretty much.
I think so it's still on. It's not on the menu, but you can. It's not espresso. It's a brewed coffee with a steam milk.
Yeah, it's half brewed coffee with steam milk. And I think what an Americano, isn't it coffee and then
it's regular
hot water?
Coffee. Yeah, Oh, that's right. It's an espresso they add water to make it like coffee. That's what
exactly.
That's what Gibson drinks.
Yeah, he's crazy. He drinks a lot of those.
He drinks a quad venti Americano.
It's insane. And you know what? He is so wound up when he does call for help. It's hilarious.
He drinks too much.
He does. He's wired.
We're going to start a rumor. Steve Gibson drinks too much.
But he's skinny and peppy, so I don't know what to say about
that. He eats one meal a day. He eats lunch.
Wow.
And it's two ham sandwiches. And that's it. And the rest is coffee. That's kind of crazy. Weird. That's cracked.
It is crazy. Yeah, it's a little weird. Leo, I have to, I have a site that I want to mention.
Yes.
Because I went to karaoke last night, as you know.
Yes.
And
you did not sing.
I did not sing because I do have a pretty bad singing voice. And I just kind of hung out in the background when my friends were singing at the Gladstone, which is a great hotel in Toronto, just on Queen West up the street from the Drake. And then I went online, and I don't know how I got here, but I got to this site called SingShot.
So it's like 3 in the morning. You've just come home from karaoke all night. What does she do? She goes on the net and starts looking for online karaoke.
But you know what, Leo? That's my way to unwind, kind of. I feel as though when I'm on the internet surfing, I need about an hour or two of it at the end of the night, and I listen to music, and I'm just alone, and I just unwind. And so I came across SingShot, and it's very cool. This is where people can go, and then they can record their own karaoke, and they can rate other people singing karaoke, and they can have a slideshow to their karaoke. It's completely free to use.
That's just so pathetic.
It is pathetic. It's hilarious. But I never knew that something like this would exist. Wow. And if you go and you can listen to all the people who are singing all these bizarre songs, it's actually quite hilarious. And many of them are better than my friends, I have to say. But it's
who wants
fun.
To sing a song on Net at Night now? One of you Net at Nighters, raise your hand. I want to get somebody who's on the phone right now who wants to sing a song, a karaoke song on Net at Night. Anybody? No, they're all saying, no way.
Oh, come on. You know, I think the best song I heard on SingShot is actually Lean On Me. There was a woman singing Lean On Me, and it was quite hilarious.
Nietzsche says that he or she is actually a singer. Are you actually a singer?
Absolutely.
Let's hear you sing something.
What do you want to hear? You want Frank Sinatra? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Some Sinatra. Yeah.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. got that string around my finger. What a world of life. I'm so in love.
Yeah. Very nice. Very, very nice. Bravo. Bravo. Very nice, Nietzsche. You win the prize for karaoke singer of the night.
There's a guy, actually, who's on my MySpace account who sings all of these songs. I think he lives out in California, but he sings songs about computers. I don't know if you've ever seen him, Leo.
No.
He's hilarious. Oh, he's so
He's like
funny.
A comic?
No, he's kind of a comic, but he basically sings sort of country songs, but they're all about computer problems.
David Pogue does a great job. In fact, if you look at the TED, you know, those great TED videos. Have you seen those videos? They're so great. You know what TED is?
I'm not sure.
It's a great conference. The TED conference in Monterey. It stands for Technology Entertainment Design. Al Gore was there.
It
brings people from technology, from entertainment and design all together.
You know, we should actually get David Pogue on, because when I met him, he is probably one of the top five funniest people I've ever met, I think. I found him quite funny.
Isn't he great?
Well, I haven't seen Borat yet, but I did do a story last week, as I think I mentioned to you, about Mahir being the real Borat, that
yes.
I Kiss You guy.
Yes.
And then I found this site from a blog here in Toronto called BlogTO, and the site's called BoratSays.com. And I think this is one of many sites that's going to be sort of leveraging the whole Borat phase. And this site is so you can go and type anything onto the site, and then it will produce a talk bubble with a picture of Borat there. So I can go and I can go to the site, BoratSays.com, and I can say, hey, Net at Night is my favorite podcast or my favorite netcast. And then all of a sudden we'll have a picture of Borat on the beach or wherever you want him. And he's actually saying this in a talk bubble. Now, I think this is just interesting because, again, I think it's one of the first sites that is kind of, you know, coming out that sort of the Borat phase. And then right. So many people are going to leverage this.
And then we're going to be sick
hilarious.
Of it. And then it will be somebody will say 10 years from now, remember Borat?
Yeah.
Actually, I think he's very talented, Sacha Baron Cohen. I think that's pretty amazing. Sent you a link to a site that lets you put, this isn't the first time I've seen sites like this, but lets you put sticky notes on a site, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was
that called again?
Oh, no,
I can't remember what that was called.
We're so organized, kids. I'm so
sorry. There's a lot of sites like that, though, actually.
Right. It's nothing new. I thought, I haven't seen Borat yet, but my kids saw it, and then somebody said, you are a bad parent to let your kids, it's an R-rated movie, and there's fat guys wrestling, naked fat guys wrestling, and you're a bad person.
Oh, really? Well, I haven't seen it either. I just keep watching clips on YouTube.
There's a ton of it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Cole's Note version of all these things.
Well, and a lot of the stuff on YouTube, the Borat stuff on YouTube, is actually outtakes or unused stuff.
Yeah.
So you can actually see a whole... Because I was talking to somebody, he said, well, I didn't see the movie, but I saw that great part where he goes and tries to get a dog. And they said, that wasn't in the movie. And I said, oh.
Oh, wow.
It was on YouTube.
I know. That's the problem with YouTube is that, you know, the best of the best is going to go up there. I mean, sometimes I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore because I know if there's actually a really good skit, I can just find it the next
right.
day on YouTube.
Exactly what NBC is afraid of.
And they should be because, you know, why would I spend an hour and a half? I mean, I know it's a great show and everything, but I do feel as though there's times where you just want to go and get just a little clip, a little snippet of the best of the best, you know?
Right.
So do we get to listen to him or?
I tell you what, let's listen to some Borat. How about that?
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's going to the Denton County Animal Shelter.
This is a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Is it trained?
No.
Can I see if I can train her? You stand there, please.
Okay.
Put your fingers on the hair.
Put my fingers on my hair?
Yes, the other finger too. you say shalom.
Shalom.
Back.
He's trying to train the dog to attack Jews.
Oh, my goodness.
The dog just...
He's not trained. Could I train her?
Probably not to sniff out a Jew.
Why not?
Jews are Jesus's children. She probably loves Jews.
This poor woman doesn't know.
I can take this home?
Yes.
And how do you recommend to cook this?
No, you don't cook.
Not now. But after my travel, after he have protect me and give me companion and sex time, how do you recommend that?
Well, I tell you
so
what.
She takes the dog away from him and says, you can't cook this dog.
Oh my
I don't
goodness,
know if that,
that
plays very well as audio, but it was very funny. But that's not in the movie, apparently. I didn't see the movie, so I don't know.
That is too funny.
Somebody in the chat room is saying, is that really Amber Mack? No, actually, Amber wouldn't work with me anymore. So I've got a woman who sounds just like her, pretending to be Amber Mack.
No, it's me. Don't listen to Leo. We have a Leo and I have a pledge that we are going to be Leo Burr forever.
Leo Burr. You know, and that, is Brad Jelena still together? No. And oh, did you see what Brittany did to K-Fed? One thing to dump the guy.
But the text message?
Well, I didn't see the text message. What did she do with the text message?
Well, I didn't see the text message, but he got dumped, and I think he heard via text message.
By
That's
SMS?
The rumor. Yeah.
Well, this is even worse. She took him off her friend list on MySpace on Monday. He was one of the top 12 friends. Mm-mm, gone.
Wow.
That's cold.
That's cold, Leo.
That's harsh.
That's not good. You know, it's funny because at Much Music in Canada, they were shooting an interview with K-Fed when he supposedly got the message from Britney it ended up being number one on YouTube. And Brian, who I worked with, he was talking to me about it, and then we watched it. And so they actually have the video on YouTube of K-Fed sitting there getting a text message, and they're thinking that that was a text message from Britney.
Did his face fall or did he cover?
I think it fell a little bit. It definitely fell a little bit.
Oh,
but
my God.
And then it spawned this whole discussion with a lot of people I know about being someone breaking up with you via text message. And then I ended up doing all these searches because people told me about these sites where you could actually get help breaking up with someone.
Oh, yeah.
They would give you advice. And it just goes on and on and on forever.
There are Dear John sites that will write a Dear John for you.
I know. I would never use one of those, Leo.
Cupid's, you better not. Cupid's Dear John Letter Generator. It takes the mind-numbing drudgery of penning your significant other's impending abandonment and replaces it with an easy, fun, and altogether painless interactive experience. Let's try it.
So weird.
Let's try it. You can say, Dear John, Dear Joanna, and then it gets pretty nasty. Dear Castrating Harpy. How about we'll try that? All right. Dear Castrating Harpy, by the time you read this, I'll be gone, long gone, hawking your jewelry, maxing out your Visa. Let's say that. I'm sorry for doing this, but it's for the best. You left me no other choice. It fulfills my sadistic fantasies. Yeah, that's good. I know this might come as a bit of a surprise, shock, brain aneurysm, answered prayer to you. This is like Mad Libs. And then it'll mail it to them.
That is so weird. Yeah, we've given K-Fed and Britney way too much time already, I think.
I think he should have used this. Or she should have.
She should have, yeah. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I have a couple of other things. As you know, Leo, I always have many links to talk about just to get out of my system. But I don't know if you've seen this site where you can test to see if your site is Mobi ready, so ready for mobile phones.
No, I'd like to know that.
Yes. The URL is actually mr.dev.mobi. And I did a Mobi test on my site. I only got 1 out of 5, which was slightly disappointing.
Well, you know, I think my site probably wouldn't work at all.
I know. And so I think, you know, everybody's always talking about the whole mobile revolution. Hey, guys.
Can I play the Much Music clip? You work for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Tommy Valier. Give us
I'm Hannah story. Simone for Much News. Now, as we reported earlier on MOD, Britney Spears has reportedly filed for divorce from Kevin Federline, citing irreconcilable differences. TMZ is reporting that Britney is seeking legal and physical custody of their two children. Yesterday, while filming an episode of Much Exposed, we had dinner.
I want to see him getting the text message. Oh, they don't really show it, do they?
I don't know. Everybody hates them.
Yeah, because nobody. Oh, there it is. Oh, he does look depressed.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Poor Kevin. I'm feeling sorry for him now. But he was a jerk.
Okay, Leo, get off YouTube.
He was a jerk. He left his, he was like that pregnant wife, and he left her, right? To go to Britney. Let's take another call. Hello, who's there?
No. No, the install's a no-brainer. Yeah, no, yeah. No, I checked with, what's his name? what's his name? The guy with the hair lip. Yeah.
We seem to be getting some crosstalk.
No, it is all good, Broham. Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Hey, how's it going? Listen, I'm sorry. I need to finish this call. Can you just hang on for 2 seconds?
I guess so.
Yeah. Look. So net, this needs to deploy like now, or my butt is like deader than John Ritter. Yeah.
I think we've got a renegade web developer. I'm gonna hang up. We'll try again a little later.
Yeah. That's. Later. Oh wait, they want to keep hearing him. He's obviously a nutcase.
They want to hear more. Genuine 240. Welcome to Net at Night.
Good evening.
How are you, sir?
I'm great. You guys are sounding good on here. Hey, I heard a story this week about Second Life growing like 30% per month.
Oh, my God. I believe that. With the publicity we've given it alone.
Yeah, it's just absolutely incredible. I can't believe that it's growing that fast.
We have a Gizwiz gadget warehouse now in there.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's very cool. Yeah. If you do a search for gadget warehouse on Second Life, you'll see Dick's boxes, his face. It's great. It's just,
oh my
yeah.
God.
I don't know what it's good with. Again, thanks to David Knight and Boss Melnitz who made those.
Oh man.
Have you ever designed anything in Second Life? Are you in Second Life?
I've been in Second Life a few times. I tried it out. Unfortunately, I barely have enough time for my own life, as I'm sure Leo, you're in the same camp.
Exactly. Second Life, what? I can barely get my first life handled.
Exactly. That's the same problem I have. I don't have time to spend doing the Second Life. But, I've gone on it just a few times, actually, as a result of you guys talking about it. And I'm sure some people can get quite enveloped into the...
It's very cool. I like it, but again, who has time? Who has time at all? Let's try another... This is fun. Isn't it fun taking calls like this?
Well, I can't believe how crisp the calls sound.
They sound really
amazing.
Good.
We shouldn't say that. We'll jinx ourselves.
Let's see if we get another call. I don't know. Here, go ahead, caller. You're on Net at Night.
No. I met her down by the train station.
It's
yeah.
This guy again.
She has a lot of snakes, and she's got a scar, but it's not a... She's...
It's like a party line.
She's not good looking in a conventional sense.
That guy's kind of a dirtbag.
Is there somebody on the line?
This is Leo and Amber from Net at Night.
I'm sorry, you guys. I've just got to finish this call.
Okay.
But she said,
wow.
And I say, tested.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? I've been through college. I've been tested more times.
The American Borat. That's what someone's saying in the chat room.
So anyway, I don't know.
I think it's like a party line that we're getting crosstalk.
It's definitely not Jason Calacanis. Someone's asking that.
No, it could be. You saw that he's out. Nobody. It's not clear whether fired or left. He'd like everybody to think he left. Somebody, I saw a, it might have been on Valley Wag. They love graphs on Valley Wag. Showed the Alexa growth for Netscape since Jason came, and it's basically flatlined. He didn't help it
really?
At all for all the redesign that he did. So it could very well be that when his mentor left, he was forced out as well. Let's take another call. I think this is PDI Vac. Hello, PDI Vac. How are you? Welcome to Net at Night.
Thank you.
What can we do for you tonight? You got a cool thing, a cool website, anything to share with the gang?
With the gang? No, nothing much. Just
a hello, huh?
Yeah, I've been watching you since I was maybe 8 years old.
Oh, this is one of those calls. I'm so depressed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting old. I don't need. So ever since you were a child, you watched me, huh? Oh, no, you're talking about Amber.
I'm still considered a child. I'm only 16.
How old are you, approximately?
16.
Oh, okay. Then I don't feel
sad. Oh, you're only 16. Well, that's understandable. Leo, that's not all that bad.
In fact, we started Call for Help the Screensavers 8 years ago, so that's about when you started watching. That's cool.
Yeah.
What was your favorite moment on Tech TV, besides the moment it went off the air?
Patrick in a kilt.
There's nothing like it, baby.
Wow, we were just talking about that today, Leo, strangely enough.
We were? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying
I said that you look nice in your dress that you have on your MySpace profile.
And it's not a dress. That's an outfit. And I was just saying how manly Patrick looked in his kilt. Let's ring up Nick Douglas right now. Nick was the guy who... was the lead on Valley Wag, really put Valley Wag on the map. It's a, what is, can you describe Valley Wag, Amber?
Yeah, Ballywag is really like a, I would say us weekly, but for the tech community, mostly in Silicon Valley. And a lot of us followed it who are in the community who don't live there, but it was really kind of just gossiping about some of the leaders in the tech space, and absolutely hilarious. I mean, Nick did some fantastic writing and a lot of fun stuff where he would catch people like Sergey and Larry from Google doing interesting things and take photos.
I
loved
it because everywhere you would go, there Nick would be. I mean, he really was the man about town.
He really was. I interviewed him at South by Southwest, and we had so much fun. I mean, we just chatted, and he knows everybody, so he was the perfect person to share all this gossip to the world.
Well, he's on the line with us right now. Nick, welcome to Net at Night. It's good to talk to you.
Good to be here.
So,
hey, Nick, how are you doing?
Utterly fantastic.
You are. You're not. I was a little worried you might be down in the mouth because last week
I am not out on the streets at this time.
Last week, I don't know if you were ousted or you left, but you're gone from Ballywag.
I was the, no one was going to say, but the Times kind of printed that I was ousted.
The sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. What? Wait, sacrificial to who?
to Gawker
to
Media.
The Google gods?
No.
Let the
bloodletting begin.
Marissa.
We weren't going to tell you, Nick, but I've got this stone axe, and if you just lie on that altar over there.
It's a surprise, Nick. I didn't want to tell you because I didn't think
I
you'd show
I was hoping
up.
For a volcano. Frankly, I am disappointed.
I know you were hoping for a virgin, but we're not giving you either. you're just the guest on Net at Night tonight.
Ah, damn.
So I have to say Ballywag changed an awful lot when you left. It's really now a lot more text heavy. A lot of posts, but the gossip seems to be gone.
Well, I mean, poor Denton, he's been in New York the whole time, and he's just down here.
You got the connections.
Week.
You've got the Rolodex. You're the guy.
That's probably why I got fired.
How old are you, Nick?
22.
So you were right out of school.
Right, yeah.
I remember meeting you for the first time, and I thought, my God, he's 12.
Thanks.
Leo, we want to keep him on.
why I grew a beard. Getting my license out at every bar was kind of a pain.
Well, it was a plum job for a guy so young.
Exactly. That's why, I skipped out of my last semester of college to come out and do it.
Are you regretting that now?
Immediately regretting that? No, actually, there are other people apparently willing to hire a college dropout. It's promising and worrying at the same time.
Nick, while Amber has multiple degrees, postdoc, graduate degrees, I am a college dropout like you. And by the way, we're not alone. Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, many of the people who built the industry.
There we go.
Never got
the
degree.
I'm on the out in this crowd, Leo. Is that what you're saying?
You're too
There's
smart.
No hope for me.
You're too smart for us, MacArthur.
So, Nick, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, just on the other hand, you know, Google would let you in 5 minutes.
So. Would they? I thought you had to have a degree at Google.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, by 5 minutes, I mean years.
Oh, Amber. Amber they would let in. You bet.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds pretty interesting. I could get a job at Google?
There you go. From day one at the call for help, I was tearing up letters to you from Google. Are you kidding?
You should apply there and you should blog it.
Well, you know what?
I don't have any problem with that.
Marissa Meyer, I think that's her name. She's one of the chief usability experts. I admit that I did meet her at a Women in Technology conference last year in San Jose, California, and I was like a weird stalker because I've always been such a fan of her work. And it just got really uncomfortable really fast. And she's not exactly the warmest person in the world. I'm sure she's nice, but she was sort of apprehensive about weird Canadian women who would sort of look up to her. So it was just an odd moment, I have to admit.
In your tenure at Ballywag, you met everybody in the Silicon Valley. You must have met some people who were just, you know, losers. I mean, you know,
losers?
Big executives that you go, what is wrong with this person? Basically, I'm trying to get some gossip out of you here.
Yeah, now. I know you're trying, but the sad thing is I was most impressed by some of the people who were actually amazingly classy. Larry Ellison, who of course had no idea who I was, Larry Ellison, the chief of Oracle, had a party that my boss was invited to. And we figured we'd exploit the fact that no one ever can tell Nick Denton and Nick Douglas apart. And so I went as him and got in and met several executives. There was Larry Page from Google was there, and he snubbed me to my face. Marissa Mayer kind of giggled and ran away.
Did Larry Page know who you were? Why did he snub you?
His girlfriend recognized me.
Oh, because you published a lot of stuff
probably
about
because,
him. Yeah.
Yeah, quite a bit, actually.
Yeah. In fact, that really was what got Valley Wag started, was the Larry Page girlfriend.
Well, the first thing was Larry Page dating Marissa Mayer, which we paid more attention because neither of them were civilians. They were both, you know, high-profile executives, and because there was a great story. I mean, Marissa had dragged Larry in front of the staff at one meeting and made him go, Marissa and I are dating.
Oh, my God.
You know, ostensibly because she just wanted disclosure or something.
No. She wanted to show off.
The power? I don't know.
He's my billionaire. Stay away, girl.
Frankly, I would think that would give him more power. He could be like, I'm dating Marissa. Yeah. Now you're going to do what
Maybe
I say.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. So, Nick, what are you planning? I mean, I know we're not going to beat this to death, but what are you planning to do now?
Probably something in video would be kind of.
He's been hinting around. He's obviously got a job. You don't want to talk about it.
I've got one or two things, and I don't want to talk until
irons
in
the
I
fire.
The
okay, so they're not offers yet. All right.
Well, I mean,
verbal
things
offers.
Are not signed.
Verbal offers. All right. And when you say video, are you talking television?
Oh, no. I'm nowhere near classy.
You mean like me and Amber. Okay. I just
exactly. Yeah. I'm talking internet video. I've been told it's the future.
I see.
You sort of get sucked into that down here.
It is the future.
I think so.
You're speaking to podcasters here. Of course we think it's...
Well, hopefully it'll all move to L.A. because, frankly, I can't stand to see people from the Valley anymore. We don't look good in the Valley. It's a home for people. It's like the Washington of the West Coast.
Okay,
it's,
what was the story you couldn't publish? The one that was just would have blown the lid off Silicon Valley? The story you could that dared not speak its name?
I don't think I treated any story that way, really. If it was any good, if I wasn't going to publish it, it's something that like I don't want my name or voice ever attached to. You know what I mean? You might find it somewhere else, like maybe the Strumpet blog or some other blog might say an anonymous tipster knows that such and such happened to Google. That's the only time you'll ever see one of these unpublishable little stories. I'll never admit to any.
Are you sure?
I know.
Amber, you're such a tough journalist.
I know.
I love Amber. You got to watch out because she's going to get you, Nick. She's like the ambush.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she's
something.
Are you sure, Nick?
What about are you sure? Come on, Nick.
You know, I'll admit if you go and find a story, and you find out that secretly it was something I wouldn't publish, then you can come back.
I can ask you about it. All right.
See, when I was working for Gawker, maybe if I got sued, they would defend me.
It's all on your shoulders. So what did Denton tell you when he let you go? He said, we want to take a different direction. We wish you the best.
The only thing I'll say about that meeting is that he gave me a very nice spring water and it was good.
Did he make you cry?
That's
Nick?
All I'm going to say.
He made you cry, didn't he? You cried tears.
That would have, that would have been great video though.
now you're thinking video, so we're getting more hints all the time.
Right. So I'm actually over at Squid Labs right now. You know, wonderful place that is mostly known for their wonderful laptop etching, which they are doing for several of my friends at this moment.
They do neat stuff,
Did you see Leah Culver? I think it was at leahculver.com where she had this laptop where she sold ad space on this whole MacBook that she was going to buy, a MacBook Pro, I think. And,
what a good idea.
Raised enough to get the total souped up. And it's all ads. But all the logos look really good. There's a little bit of art in there that people paid for.
It was $50 a square inch. So
yes, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. And there were quite a bit of ads. Dig bought some space on there.
Yep. ValleyWag actually bought some space with the old logo.
But who is Leah Culver? I'm sorry if I'm ignorant, but why?
Leah Culver just works at Squid Labs. And so she had the technology, and she figured she'd use it to get herself a laptop.
And people just thought it was so funny that they just did it.
People thought it was clever, and her laptop's going to be around longer than most of these companies. So
Amber, you and I could probably make a lot of money.
I mean,
I don't know if I could show up at City TV with my laptop etched with ads. That would be a little
that
bit.
That might be a little bit of a conflict. Yeah.
Yeah, but I like the idea, and I might do it. Actually,
she got a fan. She got a beautiful laptop.
Out of this. It's excellent. And that is getting etched right now, a couple of rooms away.
Wow.
That's so cool.
It's, of course, an Apple. So the Apple logo takes up, unfortunately, a good deal of that space. I think Apple should be paying her for that.
Hope they should be paying her $50 a square inch for
She's got a Firefox logo, which is great. Nice big one. Barcamp. Mm-hmm. is on there. Valley Wag, Dig, Smug Baby, Make is on there, which is great. Ask.com. I don't know what 42 is, except for the answer to the question.
That was actually
life,
just bought. Yeah, it wasn't an ad for anything. Someone wanted to put 42 on.
42 belongs there.
Yeah.
You know, this
yeah.
makes a good-looking laptop, though. I'd like to have
Doesn't
a laptop like that.
Doesn't it actually look quite charming?
Yeah.
It's
Is there a picture of this, people are asking? Sorry to bug you guys.
Leah Culver, L-E-A-H.
Well, as I said, it's getting engraved right now, so I'm sure there will be photos of it as soon as it's done.
LeahCulver.com?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the design. I'll put it up in the chat room.
I'm sure she'll have photos very soon.
It's gorgeous. I want to do this. I really want to do this.
That is really cool.
Beautiful cameras here. We'll take photos.
And you know, it works because it makes me want to go to reallygoodsmell.com. I want to know what that means.
Wasn't that she's giving awards to the most creative ads on there? And I think Really Good Smell is it's in the running, most definitely.
She raised $3,000.
Yep.
Amazing.
That is amazing.
Reallygoodsmell.com does.
I'm going to sell ad space on my next Mercedes. For only 500 a square inch.
That's pretty good. Hey, Nick, I have a question for you. Do you have a website? Because I was Googling you, and I know
at
you have
moment,
Flickr.
Well, because I had like a real website, I wasn't paying attention to my personal website, and I kind of let the hosting expire.
Oh, never do that. That's your only.
I know. Well, I mean, the domain is there. The domain is there. I'm set there.
So you have the domain name, you just don't have the hosting. That's fine. That's all
right. Right. I'm set. And
just
I'm getting some. I have a friend who. Is building a personal site now because it's kind of embarrassing to have everyone link to my Vox blog.
So what do you think? Hey, everybody links to my Vox blog. What do you think of the new Valley Wag? You think it's okay?
I am the only one who loves the new design. I don't get it. I'm sure people are warm to it, but
I like
there
it.
Have been a
I
lot
think
of people
aren't going to say to you that
don't
they
you like it.
Well, people, I like it. I think people aren't going to say to you that they like it because they might feel.
Oh
like
no, people
that's
aren't.
Disloyal.
People are commenting on the site saying we don't like the new design, and I'm like. Some people, you know.
I like
whatever.
It a lot. I do. I think
love
it's good.
It.
I think they've done
I
a nice
clean
job.
And, yeah.
And I'll tell you, I've always loved Valley Wag. At first, the first time I saw it, I thought, what is this? But then you
That's
said nice things.
What I thought too.
You said nice things about Twit right away. And so after that, I liked it.
I know. That's because we haven't been dragged through the mud on Valley Wag. I don't know about you, Leo, but I haven't been.
Why do you think we're having Nick on the show right now?
Exactly.
This is what I call insurance, baby. And by the way, I just want to say the new Valley Wag, a fine, fine website.
I love ValleyWag.com.
Nick will listen.
Nick doesn't care.
I'll try to get him.
Is he now? Just between you and me, is he in a rivalry
between
with
you and me and the listeners?
And the listener? Oh, there's just a few people listening. Is he in a kind of some sort of rivalry with Mike Arrington?
It's not so much a rivalry because, for one, Mike Arrington, for all the man's good points, he's not funny. And so I don't really think Gawker is ever going to be a competitor.
No, you're right. Yeah, Gawker's funny.
Gawker and all of the Gawker blogs are, I've always loved them. That's
sense
why
of humor.
I took the job.
Yeah.
They're clever. They're insightful. Arrington has good points, but they're not anywhere near the same as Gawker's. And you know, I think the internet might have room for more than one.
I think so. I noticed there are a lot of stories about Michael Arrington. Right, the top story right now on Valley Wag about Mike at the Play Digital Media Conference in Berkeley. He's showing a web page of comments during a panel that he's moderating.
Right,
the comments all deride the panel, all mock the panel.
Well, that's what you get for letting the back channel up there. I mean, that happens every time someone, you know, looks at the back channel. And Twitter is another great place for people to be sarcastic at each other. I've been having a lot of fun with it with my friends. Twitter is just, it's hilarious. It feels like, well, you remember how fun it was when more people were on IRC.
Yes.
And it just doesn't, like, the golden days of that are over, but I think that's why people are always going to try to find another thing like that.
We have chat going on right now, and I'm never going to show you what they're saying, Nick. You'll never see it.
Right.
You can get in there.
I've been in back channel IRC.
It's fun. Always on the radio show, always had IRC going, and it is, I always call it the kids in the back of the class. Snarky, snotty, and funny. I think it's good.
Nice. Yeah, I actually I hang out in Joy Ito's IRC channel. You know, Joy Ito, the Six Apart VP on the board of ICANN, does everything in the world, and meanwhile has an IRC channel and a World of Warcraft clan.
Yeah, he's the one who said World of Warcraft is the next golf.
I am pretty sure this.
Are you in Weno?
Has actually invented time travel, huh?
Are you in?
I am
Weno?
Not in Weno. I only have an iBook.
I want to be in Weno.
I'm not going to be able to.
I want to be.
I know.
How? Who do I talk to get in Weno?
Email Joy. He's extremely approachable.
Amber, I think we should get him. That's his guild in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
And do they actually fight battles, or do they just stand around talking?
Oh, they do fight battles, but they also, they hold symposia.
They're the kind the geeks of World of Warcraft.
They're like the American revolutionaries. One day they're sitting around, debating the meaning of the space. And then the next, they're killing a huge dragon and just, beating its butt.
Well, Nick, I'm really glad that you sound like you're very upbeat and feeling good and things are going well. And I'm glad because I think the world of you, and I thought you did a great job with Valleywag. And I have to say, I think the new Valleywag is good, too.
I think it's great. And I kind of have an idea of some of the people that might be writing it, that Nick Denton might be hiring now. And they are awesome people. All the people that I know that might.
Good.
So I think it's going to be fun. I'm going to read it every day.
I have another question. Are you, whatever you plan to do in video, is it going to be around the idea of gossip at all?
Maybe. I'm still figuring out what that is.
So you're not done with gossip.
What I'm going to be doing.
You shouldn't be, because you've got all the contacts. You know it.
Exactly. I'm never going to be done gossiping, because it's so much easier than being a real journalist. So if I can keep that racket going, I don't know. No reason not to.
Well, just
good
remember, the next time you write a headline, I want to see the word Leo Burr in it, okay?
Leo Burr. Leo and I have a production company in the works. Leo Burr is not like Brad and Angelina. It's not a romantic...
Oh,
Leo,
on,
we
Burr.
Just read that rumor. I'm sorry.
Come on, trying
we'll
to pump
you on
this
the top
up here, you know?
Yeah, you're right. We just, you know what? I need some gossip about me,
She's
Leo.
She's having
actually.
My baby, Nick. Can you just publish that,
Or you're
please?
Having hers, actually. That's
now,
what
that
I'm
would be a story.
Publishing. Yes.
That's
I'm having
good.
Her alien baby. How about that?
Brilliant.
Nick Douglas, we thank you so much for joining us on Net at Night.
Thank you for having me.
Right. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon, and good luck with everything.
Thanks.
Take
and
care.
Remember, we love you. We love
you. We love you, Nick, so please, whatever you're doing, don't write any more bad stuff about us, I hope. Net at Night is brought to you by the good folks at Dell. If it's time to get a new PC, you're ready for Vista, you want a hot new computer or maybe a laptop, there's no better place to go than Dell. And when you buy from Dell, you help Twit. Just go to Twit's Leo's Picks page, twit.tv/Dell. We've got some great computers there. But even if you're not going to buy one of them, follow the links. Go to Dell, shop around, and we'll get credit for anything you buy there. That's twit.tv/Dell. We use Dell's on the TV show. In fact, we just bought our new XPS 700. Love it. I use Dell's in the office. When it comes to Windows machines, we've used Dell's now for over a decade, and we've never been let down. You gotta get a Dell. Twit.tv/Dell. We thank them for their support of Net at Night. Should we take another great call from Talk Show? We've had some luck, but then we've also had some problems
Look. Here's the bottom line, okay? You tell him he's fired, okay? I want his badge on my desk. I want his hat on a pike. I want you to take every drawer in his desk, turn it upside down, set it on fire, and I swear...
Sir? Hello?
Hello?
Hang on 1 second. Yeah, who is this, please? Who?
You're calling into a podcast that we're doing on Sunday night called Net at Night.
I don't know what a podcast is. Is this something you guys are doing for school? Is this something you're...
Yeah.
What is this?
For school.
I'm in grade 8.
Okay. Let me get rid of this guy. 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No, I don't know. I have no idea. I got to do some kind of a radio thing.
What is wrong with him?
It sounds like it's they're drinking and okay. So I'll get back to you. All right, bro.
Who are you? Who is this?
Listen, I'm not here to answer a bunch of questions. I'm here to ask some questions. I want to find some things out. I want to know what's happening. Listen, I want to tell you, by the way, 1995 called and they want their crappy idea for Web Enterprise back.
They can't That's have great. It. It's ours.
Are you in this talk show? Are you watching in the chat room?
Everything you're saying is literally like buzzing to me. I have no idea what a talk show is. I tell you what I'm doing. I'm here to build capacity, okay, for best of breed startups. I am monetizing network properties across the enterprise. And what I don't need is some girl, wherever you are, telling me...
Whoa! Easy there, Mr. Talkman.
Yeah. Listen. So what's happening here? What's going on? Are there any other chicks here?
No.
You're a real jerk, man.
Well, I'm a jerk? Okay, yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do? Throw your shoe at me? What are you going to do? You going to come after me?
This is That's because I'm Canadian, isn't it? You have something against Canadians.
Where are you? Where are you, sir? Are you?
I live in the Bay Area, and I do a lot of work here with local companies.
What do you do? Are you a consultant of some kind, or are you?
I do a lot of things. To be honest, I spend a lot of time on the phone. Right now, I'm implementing some Six Sigma practices for supply chains, making sure people have their current clearances.
Are you really drilling
down? Not trying to boil the ocean.
Are you a soap guy or a rest guy? Is I guess what I'd like to ask.
You know what? I tell you, I literally just sit at my computer and cash checks. That's the two things that I do. With all of this techno thing with the talking, I don't, no idea. Listen, literally, I'm losing like $350 a minute to talk to you.
I feel like this is like to tell the truth, and we're trying to expose this guy.
I really have got to get going. Listen, hang on just one second. I had one of the gals put something together for me. Hey, sweetheart, what's the name of that web you made? What's the name of that web? Did you make this, sweetheart? She took her whole lunch today to make me a web.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to introduce this.
It's thatphoneguy.com. And you can go and you can get more of Phone Guy there.
Thatphoneguy.com. She made you a web.
She made me a web. She put in a break. And a title, and she's just a real super gal.
You actually have your own website?
I don't know what you call it. I'm monetizing. And so when it gets down to the little bit twiddly kind of propeller head kind of stuff, I'm gonna let you and your boyfriend take care of that. I have really Yeah, I know. Calm down, honey. I'll talk to you later on. Okay.
All right.
I've literally got to take this call. No.
Hey, how's it going, bro ham? Yeah,
I don't know where he came from. I don't know where he's going, but that was the phone guy, I guess.
Wow, that was more than 30 seconds with the phone guy. I think about 30 seconds too much with the phone guy.
I got a guy on the phone. He's been waiting. This guy has tried in the last two episodes to get on the show and has been the next in the queue each time. And each time we've ended the show before we put him on, and I promised him I wouldn't let him go this time. Randy South. Hey, Randy.
Leo and Amber, finally.
You made it.
Hey.
I made it. Hey, Leo, I've been watching you since the ZDTV.
Don't tell me since you were 8 years old or I'm going to strangle you.
Leo, I'm almost as old as you, Leo.
All right. Then it couldn't be since you were 8 years old. That wouldn't make any sense at all.
No, not quite.
All right. Hey, it's good to talk to you. I'm glad we could get you in. Anything we can do to make your day a little brighter?
how about a nice shout-out from both of you?
All right. Shout-out to Randy South, who has been very patient and is now can no longer say, I didn't put him on the air. That's all I can say.
No. All right. Hey, Randy, how are you doing?
No.
Oh, he's there. He's already here.
He's gone?
He is gone. I just hung up on him.
No, that's not going to happen.
He's back.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no. My goodness.
No, there's a lot of urgency on this issue. We're going to need to get a complete commitment from everyone involved.
You know, the weird thing is on these videos, he's talking into his wallet.
I'm still losing you.
I know. He can't even afford a phone. He's such a loser.
I'll tell your mom when I see her.
Oh, jeez. All right. You know, I went to this reallygoodsmell.com.
Yeah.
And there's not much to it. It's just a pie that looks like it smells really good.
And do you remember that quote that I was talking to you about the pie? Do you remember that quote?
This is where pies go to die?
No.
Not that quote?
The quote is that my friend said that he was working so hard that he felt like he was in a pie eating contest, and all that he got if he won the contest was more pie. We always have these conversations, Leo. I feel like, I don't know if you're listening
that
to
was
me.
I put that as my Vox quote for a while.
I know, I loved it.
I pay attention to you. I know it.
I know you do. Yeah. I'm just bugging you.
I have a quote for you. You ready?
This must be where pies go when they die.
All right. Just to keep the pie motif going. We have so many sites to talk about, and we've gotten distracted by this guy on the phone. And
guys, yeah.
Do you have anything else that...
Yeah, actually, speaking of phones, I don't know if you know about this feature, but in Google Maps, you can actually go to a Google Map when you're searching for a business, and then you have the option to click and get that phone number sent to your cell phone really quickly. So it's like click to phone. It's that whole idea.
Yeah, but...
Very cool.
It's also
it doesn't work in Canada, though, I don't think.
And it's being used by people to harass other people. You know that, right?
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, I saw a website where they would, for instance, they would look up Sex Addicts Anonymous, and they would have that phone sent to their the friend's cell, you know, the ex-girlfriend's cell phone.
See, that's the problem. You end up finding these cool services, and then there's just some way that people can mess with them, right?
Did you see what Larry King said on when he was talking to Roseanne this week? He said, the internet, it's got 80 billion things
yes.
in it. I've never done it, never gone searching. I wouldn't know it. The wife loves it. I wouldn't love it. What do? Punch little buttons and things? I think he's like the phone guy.
He is like the phone guy.
Except he's not. He's Larry King. He's serious.
I can't believe that Larry King's never used the internet.
He says, what do? Push some buttons? It's tubes, Larry. It's not buttons.
Tubes.
It's all tubes.
Yes. It's all made of tubes.
So did you spend hours in line on Friday waiting for your PlayStation 3? Because I know I did. No, I
don't think you did.
No.
No, and it seemed like that a lot of these lines turned a little violent, a lot
there
of chaos.
Some shootings.
And
yeah.
I know. It was out of control. I've been watching some of the stuff on YouTube, and it's pretty intense how crazy people got over it.
Say hi to Kurt on Talk Show. Hey, Kurt, welcome to Net at Night.
Hey. I have a website for you.
All right, fire away.
GrandCentral.com.
And what is GrandCentral.com?
It's a track-me-down type phone service thing. You sign up for a local phone number, and then you enter in all your phone numbers, and then it will call each one.
I love that. Now, I use a system.
I need it.
I use a system like that called Got Vmail, so I have an 800 number. And it will ring all my different numbers. That is quite an elaborate system. But is this free?
Yes, completely free, at least during the beta period.
Wow.
And then when the beta is done, you get 100 free minutes. After that, it's $15 a month.
I like this. One number for life. Pick a number that will not change when you move or change jobs. You can listen in on your messages from any phone before answering. You can screen your calls. Upload your MP3s to play for your callers. This is very much like Got Vmail. I have, if you call my 800 number. Have you ever called my 800 number, Amber?
Yeah, I sure have called
it. It plays the Twit theme and everything.
Yeah, I like it. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's kind of
fun. Jealous.
Yeah. Well, that one's Got Vmail, this is more Web 2.0, though. GrandCentral.com. It's a very pretty site.
Yeah, it does. It's got that Web 2.0 look, especially with the big free badge.
Yeah, that's kind of, I would say, you know, if you wanted to say there is a trademark to Web 2.0, it would be free.
Yes, it's definitely free.
There's no money in it. Wayne in Akron. I know who you are. Hey, Wayne, welcome Net at Night from TalkShoe. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm very well. Wayne set up a store for the Leo World Tour, in which he sold about 4 t-shirts.
Yeah, we didn't even break even on the Cafe Press monthly fee.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I owe you a check then. I apologize.
No, it was worth the publicity.
CafePress.com. Well, maybe we could sell some now. CafePress.com/Leo_World Tour 05. See, I think it might have had something
to do.
That's retro
now.
It might have had something to do with the URL there, Wayne.
Yeah, but it's only, I think, only one of two things that pops up if you actually use their search engine to pull up Leo Laporte.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a store that I haven't used in about, it's everything's dusty. It's one of those stores, you ever go into one of those stores where everything's for sale, but everything's dusty because nobody's bought anything in years?
Oh, I went into a convenience store like that on Queen West the other day. And I went in, sorry, that was just a bad flashback.
You don't want to eat a dusty cashew bar. That's not good.
That's the problem. When you pick up, you know, or if you go to get a bottle of water, or, you know, it's on the shelf and there's dust all over it. It was that type of experience. Ugh. And I'm normally not that worried about those things, but it just felt entirely wrong.
Matt Wilson, 24/7. I guess he's always Matt Wilson. Welcome to Net at Night on Talk Show. Hey, Matt.
Hi.
Why are you 24/7? Do you never stop being Matt Wilson?
Yes, I'm online 24/7.
Oh, you ever meet Amber? Because she is, too.
Yes, I am online a lot. I'm on MySpace a lot. Actually, other MySpace people are starting to make fun of me for being on MySpace so much, so it's getting embarrassing.
MySpace.com/AmberMacArthur. Yeah, when you go there, look, I'm going to hear Imogene Heap. Who's that? Is that?
It's actually a really great band.
All right, let's play a little bit of it. Are they independent?
I went to see her last week.
You know, you never did go to see Be Good Tanya, did you?
The Be Good Tanyas? No, I was supposed to go.
They're fans.
I know, and I love them. They're great.
Hey, now that I'm on your space, It reminds me, we want to make a little announcement.
Yes. About Command N?
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes, about Command N.
Okay, I want to just I never know.
You played along really well, though. Yes.
Thank you, thank you. We're going, yes.
This is why we work so well together. I could just say something like that, and you'll just go, that's right,
yes.
Leo.
And then I'll be chatting with you. What are you talking about?
Quick, tell me before.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that Command N is going to continue, but Mikey has decided to leave Command N. He just told us about, I guess, a week and a half ago. He's thinking about maybe doing his own show, working with some other people who are friends of his, and we are all very sad, but we are going to keep doing Command N and, you know, keep doing the show for as long as, you know, people keep watching it. And actually another episode has just been finished and should be up later tonight. And we're planning to continue to do it once a week.
Is that Mike's farewell show tonight? Is that the one that's coming?
Yeah, it's his farewell show. So, you know, obviously it's been fantastic working with him. And
oh, he's the greatest. And he still works with us on Call for Help. He's a great guy. He told me that what he's doing basically is a Twit clone. He's going to start doing his own Twit.
Really?
Yeah.
He's trying to kick our butts.
Yeah. He's doing it with, I can't remember, some good people, actually. So it should be a good show. We'll keep an eye out. We'll give him a plug.
And it's understandable that he eventually wanted to go and do his own thing. Actually, someone's in the chat room, Nat, right now calling it Command Q, which is quite funny.
Command O.
But I guess I'll host it for a while by myself if people don't get sick of me. That's the only...
no one will get sick of you. I was going to ask you. So, and you do also, your brother Jeff is on it, and I'm sure you'll have other people who want to be with you. I told you, anytime you're doing it and I'm in town, I would love to be on it with you, so...
That would be fantastic. Yeah. And I think, you know, maybe have guest hosts now and again, but I guess I'll host it by myself and, you know, do it. Brian is obviously amazing and has been working a lot. He does segments. Jeff does segments. So we'll just keep it going. And I think maybe it's an opportunity for the show to evolve a little bit as well. You know, sometimes when these things happen, that it can be a good transition and we'll see what happens.
Well, Mikey, I'm sorry, but that's, you know, the nice thing about this, in fact, we were talking about this earlier. The podcast community is almost like the musical community, where we aren't really in competition. We all kind of work together. And people move around from band to band. And, you know, I mean, it's just normal, right?
Yeah, it's just normal, I think, for people to move and to decide they want to do new things. And especially when, you know, you're working with someone and you just feel like, hey, it's time for me to kind of spread my wings and go off and do my own show. And I think so, by all means, I mean, I would never want him to not do that. So I'm excited for him, and I'll definitely be watching what he does.
Let's just see if we get a couple more, because we're almost out of time here.
Good.
Thanks, Leo.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Take care.
No, it was that you met her. Yeah. That was that chick with the foot tattoo.
Yeah. This is this guy again.
No, it was a tattoo of an actual foot. Yeah.
You can't get away from
it. I thought it was kind of weird, too.
All right.
Yeah. No, I've still got her phone, too. So, yeah, I guess I'd have a reason to call if she could answer. But I'm sorry, I'm losing you. I'm still losing you.
All right. That was, of course, we should say, the incredible Merlin Mann, who, besides being the productivity guru we all know and love, does an amazing bit, which you've heard quite a bit of today, called The Phone Guy at thephoneguy.com. And we'll get Merlin on sometime and just talk about productivity.
Yes, Merlin, that's his real, he's really good at that.
Should we take some more? We'll just take a few more real calls. Now, we already had Nietzsche on and Avila, so I'm not going to bring people on that have already been on again. I have some misgivings about this, but I am going to take Mars Man. Sir, are you from Mars?
Good evening, Leo. Amber, how are you doing tonight?
Very well.
Hey there.
Oh, long-time fan. Been watching the show way back since the Tech TV days. And, Leo, I'm about your age, too. I just wanted to know that there are all the people out there in the community that, you know, it's not all the young kids doing all this
stuff. No. And you know what's fun about what we do is it crosses age boundaries. So that's kind of neat. A lot of times when you do something on TV or on the radio or anywhere, you have an age group that likes your stuff. But what really is in common among all of our audience is it's not age, it's not demographic, it's not location, it's an interest in technology. So I think that's kind of neat. There's no limit to the kind of people we talk
to. That's right. Technology just covers all age groups all the way up.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I wanted to, you touched on it a little bit earlier about the whole PS3 thing. It seems like so many people have gotten greedy over this whole thing. So many of them are going in line to resell on eBay. I took a quick look, and there's something like 9,000 plus auctions that are going anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000.
I hope they lose their shirts. I hope those people don't sell one of them.
I agree, because, I mean, you know, there are legitimate people out there, you know, just desperate that, you know, like the product, they like Sony, they want to have the PS3, and all these people are in line, you know, fighting and kicking, you know, people get hurt and stampeded.
I'll be honest, I blame Sony. I think they created this. It's an artificial shortage. They've sent very, very few machines to North America, just a few hundred thousand. They knew this would happen.
Oh, undoubtedly.
This for them is good publicity. They wanted this to happen, and I blame them.
Well, you saw what happened with the Xbox. I mean, there's a big shortage for that, and the same type of thing happened. I think it set a lot of people up to go, ooh, here's a way to make a lot of money.
And if people get hurt, I think it's on Sony's head, frankly. I think they didn't. They were thinking more about, ooh, this will be so great, all this hype, and they really didn't consider the danger that they were putting people into. I think it's unfortunate. I really do.
It really is.
And I'll be honest, I'm not running out and buying a PlayStation 3 anytime soon. You could, you know, I think you could get a Wii probably still today. Even, I mean, it came out today, but I bet you could go and get a Wii. I don't think you'd have too much trouble. All right, Nietzsche, I'm sorry. He sang for us, and now he's saying, I lost my spot because I sang.
Oh.
We wouldn't do that to you, Nietzsche. You were good, and you sang, and you get to be back on.
Look, thank you. I appreciate that. Actually, I've always appreciated your opinion on business matters and commerce and all those sorts of things. You talk about it pretty frequently regarding, you know, podcasting and you know, ways of making money through that venue. But I wanted to ask if you had seen anything, heard a lot about Product Red and what Bono and Shriver's love child, I guess.
Yeah, I just bought 25 red iPods, actually. As holiday gifts. I think it's a really...
Yes.
Oh, it's a secret. Nobody we know listens. you probably know about it more than I do, Amber, because I became aware of it because of the red iPod that Oprah and Bono announced. But it's to benefit AIDS or to help try to cure AIDS in Africa, right?
Yeah, and there's a certain percentage of the iPod sale. I'm not sure exactly where the percentage is, but I'll look it up right now.
$10 per iPod.
$10, yeah. So I thought that would be a nice gift because, you know, it's a nice gift. It's an 8 gig nano, but also because, and I'm going to get them engraved, but also because it's, you know, it's a little bit of charity too. So I think that's kind of neat. If you're going to give it's the same price. If you're going to give a nano.
And they're going to sell a lot of those this holiday season, I'm sure.
Now, the Gap is doing, a Product Red line. I know other places are selling red stuff to benefit it.
I think it's Converse, American Express, Gap. Armani actually has a line of red items as well.
You know who I really credit is Bono. What an amazing guy. I mean, it's because of his celebrity and his power that he's able to get all these companies want to be part of his gig, right? So they agree to do this.
It's pretty amazing.
What I'm just curious about is if it's actually going to work, and if it's actually going to get other companies to start doing Product Red lines. I mean, that's my only concern: is will it actually be effective?
I think it is. I think if nothing else, you raise awareness, don't you think?
Sure.
The best thing, the best partner they could have had is Apple. I mean, that's, you know, you just mentioned a bunch of companies I hadn't heard about doing it, but I sure knew Apple was doing it.
Yeah, they're really the big ones who everybody seems to be talking about. Because I think also because the red nano is so unique, right? I mean, they never made a red nano.
Right, right.
And so where these other companies, I mean, Gap's always had red sweaters. They've always had red shirts. And so it's such a slick little gadget. And what a better time to, you know, have something like that come out. I was just interviewed the other day about my favorite tech toys for the holidays. And I mentioned the red nano, that it's a perfect thing to give to someone for the holidays.
Nietzsche passed along the website joinred.com where you can go and find out more about Product Red, and you can sign up. And it looks like they've got a red American Express card, but I sure would love to have one of those.
Wow.
Oh, no. It sounds like it's only in the UK. Boy, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Have a red American Express card. You could have a red phone, a red card, red clothes, red sneakers, a red eye.
Leo, then you'd look like Santa.
Red nose, red beard. Isaiah, you mind if we, could we go a little bit longer, Amber?
Leo, you can't stop podcasting, can you?
No. I've already done. No, you know how many podcasts I've done today? I started this morning at 9:30 with the Gizwiz, did a couple there, did the radio show, did Twit. Twit is, by the way, done. Twit 77. We had Dvorak and Will Harris and Bill McCrone, and that'll be going up tonight. That's all done. And now I'm doing this, and I don't even want to stop. Do you want to stop?
No, I'm good. I don't need to stop. Normally, I'm listening to another radio show at this point in time.
Oh, maybe we should get off so that you and Strom can have your on-air moment together. How did that go last week? You skipped out last week.
It was fun. I know. I'm kidding. I left last week, so
I definitely
don't
mind.
You know
what he did, folks? And I'm very embarrassed because when the first show we did, I started off by saying, we're doing this to beat Strombo. He played it, didn't he?
Yeah, thanks for that, Leo. It was fantastic sitting down at the very beginning of an interview with someone for an hour with three other people in the room. And the first thing that I hear is, so we're doing the show to beat the Strombo show. I just have a blank look on my face. It was a good Sunday evening.
He enjoyed it. He was just giving you a hard time. It was okay. He wasn't mad at you, was he?
No, it was funny. It was hilarious. And the thing is, you know, I think I might have said that. That's the thing. I might have said in passing to you that, hey.
No, you didn't. I said that.
Not to beat it, but just to, you know, I thought it was interesting they were doing it. And again, I wanted to do something online. And I think
we were
inspired
by it.
To do this?
We were inspired by it. That's all. Not to beat it. I don't think we're even anywhere in the same boat. I mean, they're broadcast radio. This is a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We're geeking out.
Michael L. Perry, you're on Net at Night with Talkshoe, and I'm Leo, and Amber is there somewhere.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, you know what we don't do, and we should do, and we haven't been doing it. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Dallas, Texas.
All right. I mean, we got people all over the world. We should, you know, that's the tagline, right? From California, Canada, and around the world. So now Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say thank you guys for inspiring me. I was trying to figure out a good way to have a conversation with my readers, and you guys showed me the way.
Who are your readers? You write for a newspaper, or who do you write for?
For my blog.
Oh, blog readers. Oh, I see. Yeah. This would be a great way to tie into a blog, wouldn't it? You do this and a blog.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your Talkshoe show called?
It's called Adventures in Software.
All right. And are you a developer?
Yes, I am. Yes, I've done client and server-side development for about 12 years now.
Cool.
Writing about, you know, all the lessons I've learned along the way.
That's great.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, Michael. We're glad you listen. I was just looking at the Red Page. MySpace is a sponsored product, Reb.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what they're doing. It says MySpace is partnering with Red because we think it's a great idea and we want to use the power of our community to make it even stronger.
Is it a really badly designed red MySpace account? Sorry,
you know, that's what they
I had to get that jab in.
They should offer a red template.
I'd pay money for a well-designed MySpace template.
What do you think of mine? Have you seen mine lately?
I've seen yours. Yeah, it's pretty cool. What did you do to it? I'm trying to think. Maybe I need to go there again.
Go there right now and just take a look. I think it's quite attractive.
That means it's definitely not attractive. Leo, were you up late at night playing with MySpace? Because usually that's the beginning of the end for a great MySpace account.
You know, the thing about MySpace is the way you customize it is you paste HTML into your profile.
I know.
What? That's just goofy.
Isn't that weird? I know, it is goofy.
I have you know what? The best thing I did on my MySpace page, though, was tie in a Nakama. Remember we interviewed...
Sutha, I see you did do that.
Sutha Nakama and nakama.ca. It's a Moblog site. And so they have a little code that you can put in there, paste in there into your MySpace. So when I take a Moblog picture, it shows up in my MySpace.
Very cool. That is actually very cool, Leo.
Yeah, it's a nice feature.
And I see you've been eating pizza and playing with dolls. But anyway, we don't need to talk about that right now.
You know, that's the one problem, actually, with a camera phone. Is you can take pictures almost any time.
All I see is a doll watching a TV.
All right, should we do our good night and unmute all of the folks and have them say good night from Net at Night? You want to do that?
Yeah, that was very cool when you did that.
I thought that worked very well. So everybody who's on the phone, I think there are 31 callers. All of you, I want you to all say good night from Ned at Night. Bye, everybody. Good night. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next night, Sunday night at 9 p.m. East Coast time, 0200 Greenwich Mean Time. And, of course, you'll hear the podcast Tuesdays on twit.tv. Good night, Amber.
Good night, Amber.
Good night, everybody. Good night, John Boy.
Good night,
Leo. Good night, Isaiah. Good night, Genuine.
Stay off the crack, Leo.
Good night, Robotech.
No, we have to end on that.
Good night, Tommy. Good night, Matt. Good night, Paulius.
Good night, Phone Guy.
Good night.
Good night, Phone Guy. Good night, Kurt. Good night, Randy.
Like
South. It is like
good
the Waltons. Take care, everybody.
Leo Ross.
And we'll see you next time on Ned at Night.